Well, we know that there is nothing ordinary about ordinary time in the liturgical calendar. There should also not be anything ordinary about January, even though all of the Christmas decorations are put away and maybe your sight is looking forward to the Lenten season. Well, don't get too far ahead because there are great things happening right now and great interviews and shows coming up at Mater Dei Radio. Well, joining me again today, it is a Tech Tuesday with Sarah Kenzie, our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. She's joining me today because we're going to talk about some of the great interviews and shows that you're going to get in your inbox today. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda.
Sarah, it is these ordinary weeks leading towards the Lenten season, which begins in March. Are there things that you try to do in your own spiritual life that kind of really focuses your time and attention as we move through these weeks towards Lent?
I think for me, it differs every year, but I know one thing I've been trying to work on lately is just being more faithful to daily prayer and trying to find something that fits in my everyday life, you know, and that will also be sustainable when it gets busy again, like during a holiday season. So making time for that practice. Also, I think these months are nice to try to get a good routine of going to Mass a little more often, going to adoration, going to confession a little more. It's kind of quiet after the holidays. And so it's a good time to try to put some of those activities in, and then hopefully by the time things get busier again in the spring and summer, those practices will already be a little bit more of a habit that I can stick with. So something I'm working on, definitely work in progress though.
Well, what is great, and I love our app, and boy, there are hundreds of people that have downloaded the app, and there are thousands of downloads of the different prayers. One of the prayers that has been really that we've been spending some attention to is the Surrender Novena. And we've actually begun that here as part of that, as part of the app to let our listeners know about it. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Surrender Novena that they'll find on the Hail Mary Media app.
Yes. So we're praying this Novena together as a community. We're on day two, but you can start this whenever you'd like. You can pray it over and over again, but it's 9 days of prayer. It's written by servant of God, Don DeLindo, who actually for a short time was the spiritual director of Padre Pio. This is such a beautiful prayer. The line that you say the most throughout the novena is, "Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything." And the whole purpose of this novena is to surrender ourselves into the care of the Lord and to abandon ourselves to his will. And it's so beautiful. And I think the reason it's resonating with so many people is it really addresses that anxiety that a lot of us feel about the future, about our own lives, our desire to control everything. And I know for me, it's been super powerful because the words just really speak to those things. And actually, I'd love to read a little bit of today's prayer, if that's
all right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so you can find the whole thing on our app, but this is just the first couple lines from today's prayer for day two. Surrender to me does not mean to fret, to be upset, or to lose hope, nor does it mean offering to me a worried prayer, asking me to follow you and change your worry into prayer. It is against this surrender, deeply against it, to worry, to be nervous, and to desire to think about the consequences of anything. So this is the first part of the prayer where it's actually in the voice of Jesus talking to you, and then you respond with, "Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything."
On the Hail Mary Media app, Sarah, the way you have set it up, there is ways to access the Surrender Novena that is the written words that you can read, but then there's also our wonderful Monsignor O'Connor,
yes,
who has read them, and you can get them audio prayed.
Yes, so we have a recording of Monsignor O'Connor, and then Brenda, you're actually in there as well leading the prayer. Monsignor has an awesome voice, and we always love to hear him lead us in prayer. But yes, we have the audio, and we actually have video as well. So if if you like to just listen or if you'd like a visual to kind of go along with it, you can find both of those on the app.
Monsignor O'Connor told me when we were recording that prayer, that novena, is he said, Brenda, I pray this constantly. Mm-hmm. I pray the whole novena for 9 days. Well, then on day 10, I start it over again. And he prays it for another 9 days. It's just one of those companion prayers that is good for every time of year. Sarah Kenzie is joining me today because we are talking about what is showing up in your email inbox this afternoon. You always love to highlight one of our wonderful interviews from the Morning Blend. David had a recent opportunity to talk with the new executive director of Catholic Community Services in Lane County. Tell our listeners about it.
Yes, so the interview was with Robert Watts, who's the executive director, as you said, and they are celebrating 70 years, I believe, of Catholic Community Services. So they provide food, clothing, rental assistance, help with paying, you know, your power bills, help with resettling refugees. They do a lot of great work. But what I love about this interview is Robert has this beautiful story of how he learned to serve others through the example of his family and especially his mother. And it just brings a very personal aspect to, you know, this service that they're providing. And after I listened, I just found that I was so inspired. I was just thinking, oh, I want to go and do something now. And so it's a really great personal testimony.
And if you listen to that interview, you will hear that great Southern accent that Robert has. And what a great story. And I think about these people who devote their careers to helping in ministry the way that he does. Boy, it is just really a great story. And then finally, Sarah, in the email, another great episode of Living Stones with our friend Deacon Harold Burke Sivers and Ken Hellenius. They're going to get access to another interview, but you're going to add a little bit more to it this time.
That's right. So for the last several weeks, Deacon and Ken have been going through the new document from the U.S. bishops called The Mystery of the Eucharist in the Life of the Church. And this is one of the documents that maybe has a lot of news surrounding it, but how many of us have actually sat down and read this document? And so Deacon and Ken are working their way each week through this teaching, and it's really beautiful. It talks about, you know, the reverence that we have for the Eucharist as the body of Christ, but also very practical in how that applies to us as Catholics. So they are currently on week 5, but we're actually going to put together a playlist of all of the episodes leading up to this point. So if you've been following along, you can skip right to episode 5 of this series. But if you haven't heard this, you can also go back to the beginning if you like and go through each episode and you can read along the document as well.
The wealth of knowledge between Deacon Harold and Ken Hellenius is just incredible. They are so knowledgeable about the church in general, and then to be able to focus all of that knowledge into these specific episodes, and then they just really break open just a little bit at a time. It makes it much more easy to understand. So it's a really wonderful opportunity. Living Stones, of course, coming on every Monday on Mater Dei Radio at 7:30. Of course, you can catch all of the past episodes on the podcast through Hail Mary Media. So, Sarah, just before we go, one last time, remind our listeners how they're going to access that Surrender Novena on the Hail Mary Media app.
Right. So first, you'll need to download the app. So if you haven't already, you can just search Hail Mary Media on your app store. We also have a link from our website if you'd rather do it that way. And then once you have the app, go to the pray section. And from there, you can choose if you'd rather use text, video, or audio prayers. And we have the Surrender Novena listed under each of those.
Fantastic. Again, Sarah, thank you so much. So much information, and it's great to get just a little bit of it at a time through your emails. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Brenda.
And again, that is Sarah Kenzie, the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. If you want to find out more information about how to get those emails, if you're not already getting them, definitely find out more information on our webpage at materdeiradio.com.